Water, one of Allah's greatest blessings. Water makes up 3/4 of earth and around 17% of the human body. It enters each cell and travels through every vein, carries food and gives oxygen and energy to all of our 100 trillion cells. Thus, it is an incomparable blessing for life. If water were more fluid than it actually is, living things structures would be confronted by its destructive effect and soon collapse. In such a state, water could not support these delicate molecular structures, and so each cell's delicate structure would collapse. If water were thicker than it actually is, the controlled actions of small organelles and such macromolecules as proteins and enzymes would cease and cell division would become impossible. All of a cell's vital functions would freeze, and so the cells will begin to die one by one, making the organism's death just a matter of time. From the tiniest molecule to the whales in the oceans, everything on the earth needs water, and therefore water has been created with a specific level of viscosity specially designed to benefit all of them. Earth, living things, a living entity's body, and even that particular body's smallest molecule. Even with present-day technology, scientists cannot produce another fluid with the same properties and capable of reaching every cell. Allah has made the glorious details that human beings lack the power to produce essential for all people and has bestowed them in abundance. Doing so reminds people who can think and reflect on His might and dwelling on just one of these life-giving elements enables them to thank Him for His blessings and appreciate His greatness. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. Allah sends down water from the sky and by it brings the dead ground back to life. There is certainly a sign in that for people who hear. Surat An-Nahl 65.
www.harunyahya.com